Book 5. Who's There? Written by Glenn McDougall.
Hi, Cat. Do you want to come for a sleepover at my house tonight?
Asked Amy.
We can make popcorn and watch a movie on DVD,
she said.
Sure, Amy. That'll be fun. I'll ask my mom,
said Cat.
What movie do you want to watch?
Asked Amy.
Let's get Red Sun,
said Cat.
Cool. Ben and Tom were talking about it. They said it's really scary,
said Amy. Ben and Tom were away. Jay was bored. He went into the yard. He heard Amy talking to Cat on her cell phone. He looked into Amy's yard.
Red Sun. I want to see that movie too,
Jay thought.
I have a plan. I'll scare them. Then they'll want me to watch the movie with them.
Jay took a white sheet. He found some fishing line in the garage. That night, Jay ran the fishing line from a tree in his yard to a tree in Amy's yard.
Let's take a break and get some more popcorn,
said Amy. They heard something.
What was that?
Said Cat.
I don't know. Let's look in the yard,
said Amy. They went into the yard.
Who's there?
Called Amy. There was no answer. It was very quiet. Suddenly, a ghost moved out of one of the trees. It said. Jay was in the tree. He pulled harder on the fishing line. The girls screamed and jumped on each other. Then the tree broke. Jay fell into Amy's yard. This time they all screamed.
Ouch! Hi,
said Jay.
Can I watch the movie too?
How did you know about the movie?
Asked Amy.
I heard you talking on your cell phone,
said Jay.
Jay, that's not very nice,
Amy yelled.
Sorry,
Jay said.
I won't do it again. Please let me watch the movie.
Amy and Kat let Jay watch the movie with them. Jay looked very scared. The movie finished and Jay went back to his house. The girls called him on his cell phone.
Ooh,
they said.
Very funny. It wasn't scary. I'm not scared,
said Jay. Amy and Kat went to bed. Their eyes soon closed. Jay didn't close his eyes all night.